God, what are you doing up so late? Shouldn't you be asleep? Yeah, I know classes are over, but I don't think that's an excuse to stay awake till 3 a.m. Why am I awake? For reasons, like checking up on you. If I don't take care of you, who will? Speaking of which, are you gonna go back to your folks this summer? Or are you gonna stay here with me? There's that cute look on your face. I love playing with you. I do hope that you plan to stay with me. It'll get so lonely here without you. I love hanging out with you. Though I know I torment you way too much. I would try to promise you that I'd get better and give you breaks every now and again. But we both know that's not going to happen. You bring me way too much joy for that to happen. I just hope you can handle me. Can you? Can you really? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't have any intentions of stopping. You can handle what I throw at you so well, unlike others. And I did ask if you actually consent to me flirting with you when we first met. If you had said no, we wouldn't be roommates now. I'm oh so glad you're my roommate. Give me your hand. Because I want it. That wasn't so hard, was it? I can feel your heartbeat. Is everything okay? It seems awfully fast. Gaming. Oh, you and your competitive games. I tell you, I'm oh so shocked that you don't get a heart attack each time you play one of those types of games. mighty stressful. But I'm glad you're okay. Come with me. Let's take a break. Do you hear that? What perfect timing. We could use a little bit of rain with all this heat, don't you think? Oh yeah. It's been awfully hot, hasn't it? In the hundreds as of recently. It's not appealing. I would much rather prefer other things to make me hot, not the weather, not things I can't control. Do you like being hot? I don't think anyone does. But what do you prefer more, being too hot or being too cold? I agree. I'd rather fight to stay warm than to try to stay cool. But in certain circumstances, I much prefer the heat. Let's take this night for example. I'm a little sleepy. It's just started to rain. And if you have someone with you that you really like, let's just say that heat that ends up occurring, you'll never want it to end. You look perplexed. Shall I go into detail about my meaning? Oh, you understand what I mean? Good. For a second, I thought you were confused. You looked like you were almost in a daze. You've been making these types of faces a lot lately. Is something wrong? Is something on your mind? You know we can talk about these things. Oh, yeah. I think of us as very good friends. We can talk about anything. Don't be shy with me. You can tell me anything you want. I won't judge you. You've never judged me. If you don't talk to me, how will you let whatever's on your mind stop bugging you? It won't just go away. Sometimes you really need to let things off your chest. And I'm here for you. So please. Stop being so hard-headed. Sorry. That one was a little bit too easy. But it made me bite my lip. Sorry. I'll try to get my flirtatious ways in check. So, let's get serious. What is the problem, and if possible, how can I help you? Aww, spit it out. Don't be shy. Stalling will only make it hurt more. Aww, you have a crush on somebody. I've never heard you say anything like this before. How new? I like it. Who is it that you have a crush on, silly? Is it that brunette that we always walk by with the really, really long hair that reaches the ground? She is quite cute. I can understand why you like her. I'm wrong. Okay. Then correct me. Who is it that you like? You're embarrassed to say. Oh, that's no good. How am I supposed to help a gorgeous being like yourself if you can't even tell me who you have a crush on? Exactly. I wouldn't be able to help you. Maybe you don't want help at all, though. Who am I to butt into your affairs? But maybe I can give you some advice. If you want it. Something not too flirtatious. Something serious. Oh, I know how to be serious. Oh, so serious. It may not seem like it. But I have a serious bone in my body. But I do sometimes wish that I had another type. Woe is me. Thank God for toys. Now, enough of my weirdness. Who do you have a crush on? What? Me? Since when? I knew this flirtatious way I am would get me in trouble someday. But today is not the day. Cause this isn't troubling news. I have a crush on you too. You look shocked. I don't know why. Then again, I think I was hiding it pretty well. After all, I'm always flirtatious. No one suspects a thing, including you. Tell me, how long have you had a crush on me? Because I want to compare. Let's see who's been crushing on the other for the longest. 3 years. Okay. I'd say for me, 2 years. And a few months. So you had a crush on me since the first day we met. Am I understanding that correctly? This crush that you have, did it first generate from my flirting? I'm not shocked, but I have my secondary question that I hope goes a certain way. I really hope you respond in only one way. Is there anything else you like about me? Or was it just the flirting? Like, my personality? Other than the constant flirting, I think of myself as a dull person. Is there anything besides the flirting that you like? And not the superficial. Not my eyes, not my hair, not anything on the outside. The inside is what I want you to like about me. Because I love what makes you you. I love those horrible, horrible jokes that you make. The ones that make me cringe deep, deep on the inside. And I beg you to stop and you just keep on going. I may say that I hate it, but deep down, I enjoy it a lot. Because it's coming from you. Now, if other people made those jokes, roll my eyes and probably want to fight them. You, on the other hand, are different. Another thing I like about you is how we very quickly realize that we don't even have to talk to each other half of the time. We just automatically know what the other person is thinking. Like, just a few days ago, there was this girl walking by us that was wearing a pair of shoes that I absolutely hate. And you looked at me with these eyes like you just knew automatically what I was thinking. Or you were expecting me to react a certain way. And I gave you that reaction. My face was all scrunched up and I looked so disgusted. And all you could do is smile. And your smile made me smile. That is the type of connection I don't have with someone very often. And let's not forget, out of all the things, you accept me. You accept my flaws. You try to help me through them. You don't try to give up on me as soon as you see something that's unsavory or just not your cup of tea. You wish to help me, no matter what. If I'm having a time of sadness, you come to my aid in whatever way possible. And I know it's a little difficult for you to give aid. You're not really the type of person that's all into the touchy-feely type of thing. And I get you. I understand that. And I don't force it. So, I'm happy when that one particular time was just really difficult for me to cope, that you actually gave me a hug. You don't give hugs much often. I didn't even see you give your parents hugs. So I felt very special when you did it to me. Thank you. Oh, I'm rambling and I'm getting all teary-eyed. I swear. I feel like I always find a way to make things about me. We gotta go back to you. You have the courage to tell me that you like me. So I ask you one more time. Is there something you like about me beyond my flirtatious ways? Everything. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. I help you get out of your shell? It doesn't seem like it. But if you say so, I'm glad to be of help. Oh yeah, you're always cooped up inside. But that's not always so bad. I sometimes drag you out into the sunlight to get some horrible sun rays. And then you teach me how to go with the flow and just relax and enjoy the indoors. So we're helping each other in a way. Mutual. Thank you for having patience with you. You're thanking me? I thank you for having patience with me. We are some pair, aren't we? Well, I guess one of us has to ask. Do you want it to be you? Or me? Okay, I'll do it. What a beautiful night to do this. Will you go out with me? May I be your girlfriend? Thank you. Dreams do come true. Who would have thought? You and I are going to go on a lovely date together. Okay? Good. I can't wait. Now you need to get to bed. I know, in a moment like this, sleeping is the last thing you want to do. At least get into bed. Maybe you'll doze off. One day, just one day, as we should take things slow, I'll join you in bed, only if you allow.